And this just seat will be various kinds of koan, actually. So there may be thousands of koan for us. But if you can sit skantaza, skantaza includes various power of practice. And this is the direct way through the enlightenment. Or renunciation, or nibbana, whatever you say. Thank you very much. Do you have questions? Hi.
It seems that on some evenings you emphasize the idea of non-attainment.
Mm-hmm.
And that there is nothing to do except simply to give up and to just sit and
mm-hmm.
to be whatever you are at each instant.
Mm-hmm.
And yet at other times it seems that you speak of exerting your best effort. And
mm-hmm.
when I think of exerting my best effort, it's in order to attain something. In other words, exerting my best effort to keep good posture, or you said that it's important if you can to cross your legs in full lotus, which is very difficult and requires a great deal of effort.
Yeah.
Why do you bother speaking about effort at all? Why not simply stay to the teaching of not trying to do anything at all?
Yeah, that is a very good question. Yeah. You know, anyway, you know, even though I say stay, you know, and do whatever you like, you know, you are doing something, you know, with some effort. Can you do it without any effort, something? No, you cannot. Anyway, you have some problem, you know. So it is better to have some good problem rather than bad. If you don't see, you know, if you don't come to Tathāhara, I don't know what you are doing right now at city, I don't know. But to have this, you know, kind of accurate, you know, understanding of ourselves is very important, you know. It is like to, it is same thing to have a crack, you know. To know it is 9:10 is very important, but actually there is no such time, you know. It is no 9:10. No. When I am saying something, it will be 10:11. And I am pointing at something, you know, which is non-verbal, you know. We say just to sit, but this just to sit is extra, you know. there may be some question like this. You know, if everything is, you know, one big core being, according to, I don't know what, according to the lady whom I met last yesterday, it, you know, what is it? In what direction? In what way? Air is changing, you know. You have this kind of question. And if you sit, you know, if your purpose of Zazen is just to sit, you know, is it possible to improve yourself, or which direction you are going, you know, this kind of problem will be the next question. But before you realize who you are, you know, it is not possible for you to go your own direction, because you are bound by some idea. You cannot find out your way for yourself. Only when you can just say, you can find out your own way, best way for you. This kind of thing is, you know, I am explaining it as if this is some good teaching, you know, as if I know some secret, you know. But it is not so. I am speaking about everyone's own way. That is why we put emphasis on just to sit. Because everyone has his own way, and myriads of ways or dhammas. And moment after moment, you will find out your own way when you just sit, when you exactly you yourself.
What about just philosophizing? Just anger.
Excuse me?
Just anger.
Just anger?
No, just killing.
Just killing?
Yeah. Is there any distinction between that and just sitting?
Just killing, just be angry.
That's foolish. Yeah,
there's a big distinction, you know. That is why we sit, you know. You cannot be angry. So anger appears, you know, when you lose yourself, you know. And when you are enslaved by B or C, you know.
But if you just do it, how can you lose it?
I think you mean if you could say, just be angry, and nothing else, but just sit.
Yeah, that is not possible when you are angry. you know. Anger, that's pretty long time, you know.
Just that month.
Huh?
Just that month.
Just at the moment?
Yeah, no longer, no short, you're just angry. Angry, angry.
that is not possible. You cannot be always angry.
Until you stop.
Hmm? Yeah, until you stop. And if you forget all about it, after you are angry, that is good. But when it lasts, you know, so long time, unnecessarily, because of the idea of, you know, when I became angry, you know, I'm not good. Or he made me angry. More and more, you know, you will have, you know, more angry. You will become more angry. Because you are not just you. That is, you know, that is why we say you cannot just sit when you are angry. Anger is something, or delusion, or anger, or greediness is means or appears when you are not just you.
Isn't it possible to become so angry you forget about all that? Or just to become so foolish or so stupid or so ignorant you don't think about anything else?
I don't think so. For a human being, if you are an animal, you know, they may be able to do it, but for us, that is not possible.
Well, what about loving?
Hmm?
Loving has also this feeling of not letting go.
Mm-hmm. Loving.
Loving, yeah.
Loving, yeah, also, you know, according to our understanding, just love is not, you know, love usually is very egocentered idea. And we know it, but we make some excuses for it. But we know pretty well, you know, why I love her, you know. There's many because. And you don't just doubt anyone.
What does form is form mean then?
Form is form. Form is form means, you know, form is emptiness, emptiness is form, and form is form, and emptiness is emptiness. And there is four, you know, meaning in it. Before you say, in its true sense, form is form, you should get through form is emptiness and emptiness is form. Or else that form is form, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, how about Dogen? Suppose he cut his finger and got angry at the knife after he understood that form is form. Would that anger be anger and nothing else?
Oh,
then he forgets
you
the fingers cut and that's
it. Oh, not Dogen, but...
Hayden?
No. No, that is a good thing. What do you mean?
No, I mean anybody. Doesn't not the Cohen. But suppose
Couldn't somebody who understands what does understand what form is form means, couldn't that include anger?
You said your master always used to get angry at you, right? Something like that.
You know, anger. When anger, we don't say anger is not good, you know. But anger, when anger is just anger, that is, we cannot say that is bad, you know. But anger, if anger find out some excuse, you know, if you find out some excuse for being angry for yourself or for some purpose, that is not just anger. So anger should be just anger, but that is, unless you practice, you know, our way, or unless you understand what does it mean, form is form, or emptiness is emptiness, it is rather hard, you know, to be just angry, like a thunderstorm. Next moment, nothing. And that is beautiful, you know. Me? That's all. This is very good for himself and for others too, you know. If you could do so, I wish I can do so, but... I think you have more possibility, you know, in this kind of anger. And I think you will be a good student, you know, rather than Japanese people. You know, Japanese people are angry. Anger is... Yeah, you know, his heart is boiling, and his face is, you know, as calm as water. But, yeah. No, this is not so good. But if that is for sake of some, for to be more kind to others or something, it may be all right, but, you know, if, because if that is because to keep his own prestige or something, that's not good. It's much better to be natural and to be natural is very, you know, some effort is necessary, you know, some special kind of effort, like you just sit with us being like this, or, you know, too much tension.
So is it all right if the most famous of all samurai masters goes all the time? Is it all right if the most famous, I mean, if a samurai master knows knows Buddhism through and through, is it all right for him to kill?
Maybe. Maybe, but that kind of thing will not happen to him. he should have complete freedom. But there will be no need to, you know, to use all his ability. All of his abilities. One phrase is enough, you know, for that is one of the temples. To save people, just by one phrase, one blink of eye is enough. And here again, I must talk about. No.
No.
As I said, you know, it is as even though we are all Buddha, you know, but there's someone who was actually aware of being Buddha and who are not aware of it. So for the enlightened person, everyone is Buddha, but for those who are not aware of it, you know, he is not Buddhist. So for Buddhists, it is necessary to make some special effort to lead, to help people. That is, you know, that is a duty for the enlightened one. But enlightened one has some ability, or some to save, to help people in various ways. So he, whether they respect him or not, he is actually helping people. In this way, you know, our religion exists in social framework. This is, you know, Soto school has been developed in Japan. All the Soto students or believers are not, you know, and then are students. But they know somehow who is good teacher and who is not. And they rather believing in him rather than believe in his teaching or Buddha's teaching or teaching of Dogen or Shobo Gento. They just believe in his way or his character. In this way, you know, sort of developed. And among the people, we had many good teachers. Good teachers appeared from our believers or supporters. In this way, sort of developed. And this is the characteristic of Soto school. So in comparison to Soto, Rinzai, you know, teachers have not much students or not much followers. Or their organization is divided in many. I don't know how many. If one temple has a branch, 5 or 10 branch temples, that is, you know, head temple, independent temple. But most of Rinzai students are people who actually practice that. This is very good point, you know. So even though they do not have many followers, the followers they have is sincere students who practice that. But the practice itself, you know, is very narrow. You know, it is a kind of, you know, practice special to some special people. You know. So that is why Rinzai school does not develop among the, do not have many supporters. And that is bad point of Rinzai school. So we cannot compare, actually. We cannot say Soto is good or Rinzai is good. It is difficult to say which is better. I think both should, Rinzai and Soto should exist. What is your question?
In the training of a Zen Buddhist monk, D.T. Suzuki said that it was the invention of the koan that enabled Zen to survive in China because it made it more available, because it was a simpler a thing that you could use. A simpler thing, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
What is your feeling about that statement?
You know, if, you know, if to practice Zazen is only way to propagate Buddhist teaching, you know, koan then is better than just to sit. You see? That is better. Because more people will be interested in. Because that is a kind of candy. So it is better to have candy than to have nothing else. You see? So if, you know, Zen is something just to sit in cross-legged position like this all day long, or to behave like a Zen master always. If that is Zen, you know, the koan Zen is better than Shikantaza. That is better, much better. But I don't think Zen is just a sit like this. Zen master should be always like this, you know, like a JR. What do you think? Even Zen master, you know, as a and descendant of Buddha, you know. He shouldn't be like always general or samurai. he should be Buddha, you know, as a descendant of Buddha. So if you, you know, understand in this way, first of all, you should, you know, have, you should be able to accept things as it is, and you should be able to help others in various ways, not just by sitting. So, although we have no koan, we have various kinds of way of helping people, not just by sitting. Do you understand?
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.